Here we are again, Radio Entrepreneurs, and the mics are back on. I want to thank everybody, Chris Gerald, Nathan Gobes, our executive producers of the show. Great job they do. They make me fat, dumb, and happy because they get it all done for me. And I just have to show up and meet entrepreneurs, which is what I like to do all the time because my day job is I am CEO and founder of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. And all I do, it seems, is talk to entrepreneurs and leaders. The next one is Lisa Woodford, co-founder of Coda Creative Group. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about Coda Creative Group.
Well, Coda Creative Group is actually a second iteration of the agency I started about 9 years ago called Paris Marketing. Mm-hmm. So it's an evolution. I was a legal marketer, and I was in-house at a national law firm for about 10 years.
Poor you.
Yeah, I was at no, it was great. Actually,
I got you on that
well,
one.
Well, you know, actually, they're still my client.
Right.
But it was a great firm. I actually learned how to be a good manager, a good leader.
You have to execute a lot at law firms.
You do on a billable hour.
Yeah.
But I actually learned how not to be an asshole. They're actually really good. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're great people. I learned about really taking care of people there. They are one of the few law firms. Well, I think there's a lot of law firms, but they're a great law firm. They treated me like family. So I was there about 10 years, and I had an accident. I was in a wheelchair for 8 months.
Oh, my.
Severed my Achilles.
Oh, my.
I'd like to say it was something really cool, like saving a baby, but I was taking out the garbage.
And you just popped your Achilles?
No, I severed it. There was some broken glass in the bag.
Oh, so something happened. Okay.
Severed it right down.
Ooh.
There. Yep. So I...
My fear. We're tennis players. My fear. Popping that Achilles.
It's bad. It's awful. So I was a single parent. I still am a single parent. And I yelled for my kids, and they came out, and I wrapped a dish towel. I drove them to school, went to the ER. And they said, you're really going to be here for a while.
Somebody picked up the kids, I hope. I hope they're still not at school.
They took the bus on the way home. But... Anyways, so I really was going to be off my feet for 8 months, and the firm was great. They actually, I worked from home. Now, we had 5 offices. I traveled all over the country, and for 8 months, I worked from home. If I needed to go somewhere, they sent a car and a driver. Now, that's loyalty, and they treated me very well.
That's very nice.
They're excellent people, and I worked hard for them. I mean, my kids grew up running around the law firm. You know, they were really accommodating to me, so I tried to pay it back by being an excellent employee. I rushed back to work because I'm a huge hockey fan, and I was always the captain of our wiffle ball team, and we played for the Travis Roy Foundation, and it was on Nickerson Field, so I had to do that.
Field hockey?
No.
Street
wiffle
ice
ball.
Hockey?
Wiffle. Well, I'm a huge hockey fan, Boston
you
hockey.
You said hockey, and then you said the whip.
Well,
ball,
Travis
so.
Roy. Okay. So somebody's not a hockey fan.
No, you can't get a bigger hockey fan than me.
Really?
But you mentioned hockey and wiffle ball in the same
sentence. Oh, because of Travis Roy. So they, right, the 11 seconds. So it was the first time they were going to be on Nixon Field. The BU hockey team was going to be there, and I wasn't missing that. So up to bat, I popped my Achilles again. Yeah. So
Same one?
Same one, yeah, because it was a lot of scar tissue. Anyways, the firm was one of the few firms in the country at the time that was both defense and litigation. So for succession planning, they were going to split. And they needed someone really, really to be hands-on. And I couldn't do that. It wasn't fair to the firm. So I told them I was going to take a step back and, you know, help them find someone great. And they said, what will you do? And I said, I'll consult. I've done it a long time. And they said, we'll be your first client. So they remained my client. And from that, it's really what I call being an accidental entrepreneur. I never expected to leave this firm. I loved it. But after a year, there was so much work, I had to hire an employee. Within 2 years, we had 4 full-time employees in our own space. A year after that, I was brought on from a larger firm to bring my assets over there. When we call the firm Paris, I call my agency Paris, not because I'm French. I'm not. I'm Irish. Paris is the prince that shed Achilles in his heel. So it's kind of a cool story. But we found out after about a year of bringing our agency over there that it wasn't a great cultural fit. And for me, culture is more important than anything else. You can
culture beats strategy.
Every day, all day. You can teach anyone with a modicum of intelligence to do anything, but you can't teach them not to be an asshole. You can't teach someone to be a nice person. You can't teach someone how to be selfless. That's their parents' job. And so for me, that's really important. And unfortunately, this larger firm didn't share that, and I was placed as an executive, and there was just conflict. It wasn't a good thing. So we walked away, and I brought my first employee with me and made her my partner. So we reimagined Paris into Coda, and Coda means friend. It means ally. Because I honestly treat my employees like friends and family, and my clients as well. We have 100% retention rate, which in an agency is really great. I mean, typically it's about a 30% churn. And all of our clients have been our clients for 10 years now.
All law firms?
No. We started with law firms, and that led to other professional services, accounting firms, insurance companies. But we've also been able to expand our portfolio. We do nonprofit for free because it's the right thing to do. Both my parents died of lung cancer, so we do a lung cancer nonprofit that's affiliated with Brown. But we also do some lifestyle brands. So it's been fun. We've been able to expand.
And, you know, what do you think, do you have sort of like a signature way that you think makes you special in the way you do marketing?
Well, yeah, I like to call it blitzkrieg. You know, I honestly believe that you have to be transparent. I don't worry. We have a saying, what someone thinks of you is none of your business. I don't worry about making my clients like me. I just worry about doing the best job for them. And sometimes that means I have to have a conversation that they're not happy with me. I'm never a yes girl for them. We've had conversations with clients where they've had to just say, listen, we're going to pause because this isn't going down the road we want to go. And then they come back and they're like, you know what, you were right. And I'm not always right. And that's also another thing. I think you have to lose with grace if you're not always right. But I always really try to be honest with the clients. And that's, I think, why we have such a great retention rate. Because if I say something and it's not what you want to hear, it's not coming from a place of my ego or agenda, but I truly care about you and I want to make sure that the advice or the work or the creative we're doing is really aimed at your goal, not mine.
Is there a lot of competition for what you do?
Absolutely. Right now in marketing, especially what we do, which is sort of big idea, brand development, brand management, especially with social media, which is one of our strengths, I think, you're either a small independent firm or you're acquired by a larger national firm and, you know, you've got someone pulling your strings, which is what happened, which is we learned we didn't like that. So we're committed to staying a small independent firm, but a lot of those firms tend to just do one or two things. Now, when I first started, tried to outsource, did not like that model. I didn't like the quality. I didn't like being beholden to somebody else's agenda. That wasn't good for the way that our model was set up. So we have people, we have a full staff in a small agency. So full service, but boutique.
That's nice. We've been speaking with Lisa Woodford, co-founder of Coda Creative Group, who's going to have to come back here again because our interviews are too short and maybe get some cases. Lisa, if someone's looking for you at Coda Creative Group, how would they find you?
Well, hopefully they'll find me on social media if we could do our job. But you can find me personally on my Instagram at Lisa Gets Social. You can look me up on LinkedIn, Lisa Ramsey Woodford. My email is Lisa at Coda Creative Group, and Coda's with the K. And you can also just give me a call. All my clients have my cell phone. It's 781-738-3325.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Look forward to hearing from you again.
I would love to be back.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories.